I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Massacre Monday. City, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Year, 1985. Now, this was crazy to me. In 1985, a lot of us were alive. You dig what I'm saying? Living life. Also in 1985, there were folks dying by the city of Philadelphia while living in Philadelphia. I first have to introduce you to the MOVE organization. M-O-V-E, MOVE. It's not an acronym. John Africa founded it, and he said he wanted the name of the organization to be exactly what they intended to do. Move. Everything that's alive moves. I respect it. Now, everybody that was part of the MOVE organization that was founded in 1972 all wore locks. So this group moved into some row homes in the Cobbs Creek neighborhood in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, in 1978, they did have a standoff with the police department of Philadelphia, which resulted in a police officer being killed. They deemed about 10 people responsible for that and gave them all between 30 and 100 years. So from 1978 to 1985, there were still some things going on, but MOVE, the group, had actually moved to the Cobbs Creek neighborhood. Now, if you're like me and not very familiar with Cobbs Creek, that area's in West Philadelphia. Now, be clear, the neighbors had complained to the city for years about trash around the building, confrontations with the neighbors, bullhorn announcements of political messages by the MOVE members. So the police got arrest warrants, and by 1985, they was charging four of the MOVE occupants with crimes: noise violations, contempt of court, illegal possession of firearms, terroristic threats. Now, the police evacuated the residents of the neighborhood before they mobbed on the row of homes occupied by the MOVE members. They told those residents, you can come back home in 24 hours. Monday, May 13th, 1985. 500 police officers. City manager Leo Brooks is out there, and they're attempting to clear the building and remove the MOVE members and execute these arrest warrants. They cut off the water. They cut off the electricity. This is 5 a.m. And they tell the MOVE members.
Attention MOVE members. This is America. You have to abide by the laws of the United States. You have 15 minutes to come out.
And when they didn't, they decided to forcibly remove those people in there. 7 adults, 6 children. They throw tear gas. The police use over 10,000 rounds of ammo. By 2 p.m., the order was given.
Bomb the compound.
It was a Pennsylvania State Police helicopter, and they dropped 2 1.5-pound bombs of FBI-supplied C4 on the roof of that house. The bombs exploded after 45 seconds. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania Police Department dropped 2 bombs on the residents in its own city where they knew 7 adults and 6 children were. They killed 11 people in that house. 6 adults, 5 children. 250 people were homeless as 61 of the neighboring houses were destroyed because of the fire. They weren't able to come home 24 hours later. Philadelphia, the city that bombed itself. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story. One passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.